My name is Sean Ahern. I live in a little village in East Cork called Dungorney. Small village, and I'm married there with my wife Anne. We have a family of four, but they're all reared and have moved on. We have five grandchildren, so we see them pretty regularly. I love drama. It has been my passion for nigh on as long as I can remember. In real life, I'm a postman. I work in Middleton, out of the delivery office in Middleton. Been there for 15 years now.
My name is Liam Howard. I'm a publisher by trade, if we call it by trade. I publish a local newspaper down in Mitchelstown called The Avondhu. And I've been at that since 1978. Drama is, I suppose, my first love, really and truly. I love drama, and certainly the job and the publishing gets in the way sometimes when you're trying to get a show up or that kind of a thing. Give me an awful lot of pleasure down through the years, meeting great people and making great friends and all that type of thing. I'm married to Maureen, two sons, Declan and Kevin. We've two grandchildren now, and they are the new loves in our life.
My name is Mary Flavin, but really I'm Mary Colbert, because I got married about 34 years ago, so I can't deny my husband. So you can call me Mary Flavin Colbert. That'll keep us all happy.
I direct all the time. When we started the Palace Players all those years ago, I just decided on a play that we'd just like to do. I Do Not Like Thee, Dr. Phil by Bernard Farrell, and we staged that in the Palace Hall in Fermoy, and we decided we'd take it on the circuit. So that was our first taste of being on the drama festival circuit in the confined section, obviously, and we had great success that first year, and we said this is the sport to be at. We entered three festivals that time. I know we were in Charleville, I can remember. I think we were in West Cork and Ballyduff. We won the three festivals, so we said there's no looking back after this. And of course, that was the best lesson we ever got. The second year we were out, we did Sharon's Grave by John B. Keane, and we were absolutely nowhere. So it kind of told us that we weren't as good as we thought we were, I suppose.
I am not in paid employment. In other words, I'm a housewife. Did work for many years, but over the last 10 years, I retired. But the great thing is, when you are retired, you can go back to your first love, which is amateur drama.
The present production that we're doing, Conversations on a Homecoming, that's probably exactly what it is. It's conversations and it's a homecoming. You have Michael coming home from America, and he meets his friends from years previous, and they have the reunion in the local pub, and he finds that things are not really as they were when he left. The situation develops from your early drink, and it just develops into what happens over the course of maybe any evening in any pub, you know.
It's great to be able to pick the play, because sometimes I find if you have a group of people and they say, would you produce such a play? And, and you read the play and you just don't like it, or you don't get a feel for it. I think, because you read so many plays, and there's some play will you say, God, I'd really like to do that play, you know. And I think you direct that because you want to direct it and you think that you can do a good job at it. I feel there's no point in taking on something that's maybe above you or that you're just not ready for, you know.
I never really thought about becoming a professional actress. Those kind of options really weren't there back in the 70s. I was a country girl, and it didn't even enter into the mindset to do something like that. But that said, I waited and waited for September when the lights got long and we started thinking, well, will we do a panto? Will we do a play?
Yeah, I played the character Liam. I suppose when you get a part, you certainly, your first thing to do is you read a script and you have a look at the character. And a way that I try and develop is I'll visualise someone in my head that I can see that maybe, yeah, that's the character I'd like to be. That's the fella I'd like to emulate, you know. So if you have something visually, I think it works very good. So you just, I suppose, try and mould yourself into the character, try and get into the thinkings, and you know, you see this character, whatever age he is, if he's, in this case, he's in his 30s. So he has lived for 30-something years. So those years, okay, what happened during those 30 years that now when he's that age? So if you understand little things like that, I think you can develop a character. And that's the fun of it, really, you know. And it comes as you go along and you workshop a thing and you chat to the other players, and we'll chat to the other people that are involved in the cast as the characters that they are, you know. Might sound a little bit foolish to another person out there, but you know that does happen in a rehearsal situation where we workshop it and we'll talk about the characters as living people, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I suppose, we sit in a pub in conversations in a homecoming, and there's a lot of drinking. An awful lot of drinking goes on, a lot of pints being brought out, and the missus is a bit slow on the pints, as Junior say, but they do wait for the pints, and the pints will come. And Junior drinks, I think it's 6, maybe 7 pints, and a couple of shots thrown in on top of that as well. And, you know, they're pint glasses, as we call them, pint glasses now. And, you know, the general feeling was that, again, like we're not going to be able to stay here for an hour and 40 minutes without getting out somewhere out the back. And where we play in our little theatre in Kilworth is, you know, the stage is 18 feet wide and there are no wings. So there's very little space at the back. So we created a little escape because they had to get out to go to the toilet. And the drink, a lot of people were so convinced with the drinking, with the pints. And I don't want to kind of, I suppose I'm spoiling it by saying that now, because it wasn't Guinness, because they just couldn't drive home after it any night, you know. But it looked so real. And Mrs. was kept busy backstage because she insisted that she'd be filling the pints and she had to fill the pints. And it worked very well for us. It took a long, long time, and there is a little bit of science in it. I'm not going to tell anyone now how it is. It'll cost a lot of money to find that out, you know, how we did it.
There was an awful lot of research, and the credit really must go to Danny Buckley, who played the part of Junior. I suppose it was a bit of self-preservation. He was going to be drinking the most of them anyway. So no, he really went into this and researched and checked out all the dark coloured minerals that you can get. Can we mention a brand? It was Coca-Cola, the full sugar version, not the diet one, because the diet one, when you put melted ice cream on top that had a little gas in it to give it a little when you put that on diet, it just collapsed down through the pint. So using the full sugar one, the head stayed on the pint. And so, just before we went on, just as the announcement was being made, we put the head on the first 4 pints. And that got us, I think, to page 12. And then at page 12, we got the next 4 pints ready, just putting the heads on. The Coke had to be flat. It was horrific to drink. The shorts were made from a Sidona, until Mr. Producer decided that the colour wasn't quite right. So then we had Sidona with a little Coke in it as well to darken the colour.
Well, we did a play called The Kings of the Kilbourne High Road. A beautiful play, centred as it is in a pub again now, you know. And I played the character Jap Kavanagh. Wonderful character. We had a brilliant time rehearsing the play. But as the play went on, I realised that Jap, when he was written into the play, he didn't actually use the toilet or even Jax, as probably it would have been known. And there was nights at rehearsal when I would have to stop the production and say, lads, you know, I'm after a lot of drink here. I've got to use the convenience, you know. So this was getting into my head. How am I going to deal with this in a live situation? So I was at home one evening and I was discussing with my wife and family who were living with me at the time, and just moved on at the moment now because they're married. But we were discussing this, and my daughter, Karen, was at the table, and I was saying, how am I going to deal with this, you know? And she said, do you know what? She's working in the local supermarket in Tesco, and she had a good friend in the local chemist in St Macaulay's, and she said, I'll discuss it with her, you know, can we do anything? She came back with these wonderful tablets in a bottle, and they were just inspirational. I went into that production. Now, obviously, I didn't drink 2 gallons of water before I went into it, but I went into that production with the tablets, and it was just wonderful. I had everyone within 40 miles told how this was working for me. Because everyone within 40 miles knew that my kidney situation wasn't of the best anyway. But the production went on, and it was wonderful. We had such a brilliant time, and it's a brilliant memory now, because a very, very good friend of ours, John Murphy, who has gone to his eternal reward now, he's a wonderful man. He played in it with me, which is emotional when I think of it now. But afterwards, the production is finished, we're at home. I'm discussing this with my family at home, how it was great. And Karen was just sitting at the table, and all of a sudden she goes, and I knew that there was something wrong, you know. So I says, where's this going? Like, what's this laugh about? And she says to me, do you know what was in those tablets? They were folic acid tablets. She said, I was in a semi-college, and I rang Anne, my wife, who's her mother. And she said, look, what am I going to do about this? This is, I can get nothing for this, you know. And she says, my wife says to Karen, look, just bring home anything in an old bottle and give them to him. And she brought home these things and just put a little label on it, handed it to me. And it worked for me, but they were actually folic acid tablets. So I suppose the moral of the story is it was all in the head.
He was in a desperate state. What am I going to do?
I'd have to stop. Now in a cold hall and you're drinking all night, you know.
Last night's adjudicator, Walker Ewart, liked my portrayal of the part of Mrs. And during his adjudication, he said that he would like to bring me home in his suitcase. I just wondered how large a suitcase he had.
I don't think I'm a control freak. People would say that because, well, you're the boss, you know, ask the boss and the boss will tell you, or, oh, well, he's the director and, you know, you have to ask him. I don't think so, really. And you know, in this play that we're doing now, you know, while it's great to be on stage and you're listening to an adjudicator and it's saying, oh, and, you know, the direction was so good and this director tonight was great. And that's great. And to a point, maybe there's a certain amount of truth in that. But really and truly, I think, as anybody knows, it's a little bit like if Jimmy Barry Murphy is the hurling coach. There's a lot of other people has an input into making something successful, and that's definitely this year has been the case. You know, a lot of people giving their ideas, and we take them on board, and we might have a little fight about them as well, and or we might have to beg to differ on them, but I think it's all for the good of the actual, to get the end product right, you know.
It was very amusing to see backstage 13 pints filled. We used 12 pints, but we were always afraid that one might spill or break. So we had 13 pints and I think it was 16 glasses of shorts on the table. So it looked very impressive, and it was even more impressive when they all started to empty out. But poor old Junior, Denny, drank 6 pints every night.
Motilium is very good to keep the stomach right.
Big sacrifice for the arts, isn't it?
Yeah.